Breakfast with AB and Ben.
Hit Breakfast.
Coffs Coast Hit 105.5.
Hit Breakfast.
Oh, Thursday, the old friend.
Underrated. Done again.
Underrated friend. Thursday, if it was a real person, would help you move at a moment's notice.
They most certainly would. Good Thursday doesn't get enough attention, but he's a pretty nice person.
It doesn't. It gets looked over because you're too caught up in the fact that it was either Wednesday or you're too busy looking at Friday who's about to walk through the door.
Yes, and Thursday as well. Every Thursday night, well, not every, but a lot, someone will always say to me, like, oh, do you want a wine? And I'm like, you know what? Yes. Week is nearly done. Let's do this.
I'll be honest.
I can be in a bad way for one day at work.
I say that to people on a Monday, so...
Yeah.
But maybe that's my own...
Your self-control is at a different level.
That's my own thing I'm working through. We're going to get there. Hey, big show. Why don't we just have a big show in honour of a big Thursday at $540 Alpha Bucks return.
Jeez Louise.
We have got more tickets to this That Festival in Newey.
We also have an Amy Shark meet and greet again.
Not just a Amy Shark meet and greet. We have the last Amy Shark meet and greet.
Okay, no time to stuff around, people.
She is playing tonight at CEX Coffs. You could be shaking her hand or a fin. I'm not sure if she's got fins or fins. I'm not sure if she's an actual shark.
This is massive.
It's great. We're going to give you a chance to win that. We've got some fun stuff. Coffs Harbour, named second friendliest city in the world.
Yeah, so we're going to give a call to a few people in the friendliest, I reckon.
Some congratulations are definitely in order.
Definitely in order.
Definitely.
But next,
it's going to be a big show.
Locally, saw a little post about a guy, small business owner. Want to help him out by giving it a shout out on air.
We'll do that next. It's AB and Ben. Good morning.
Hit Breakfast with AB and Ben.
Good times, good times. Now, Ben, being a small business owner, I can imagine, is incredibly challenging.
Oh, yeah, it'd be tough.
But also, shout out to anyone that's had a crack, because it's something I could never personally do. I'm not good at self-management.
Yeah, sometimes you have a go, but you don't actually get a go, despite what certain premises are promised, you know? It can be tricky. It's not a go is not always guaranteed.
And one of those people is a local guy who's got a business called Sea Roses Lawn Care and Landscaping. Saw this post the other day, and I thought we should just, you know, read it out on the radio.
Cody Rose?
It is Cody Rose,
yeah,
yes.
I saw those posts popping up here and there when he was starting on this. Started last year, I believe.
Yeah, and he's amassed quite a following on Facebook.
He
seems to be a very popular landscaper and has a lot of clients, which is great.
And the reviews, because, I mean, he'd always post asking, you know, if anybody needs their lawns done. He's building his customer base. And the comments that were underneath all of those were quite flattering. Obviously, he's left a good impression with the people he has worked for.
I think he works with a friend as well, but he sadly had to write a little post the other day, which I saw, and I thought, this is a really hard thing for someone who's running their own business to have to deal with. Basically, he said, I'm just letting everyone know I've had some troubles with my health a couple of months ago, and it's been ongoing since. I've been in and out of hospital trying to get back to good health and back on my feet. I haven't had time to message anyone or let anyone know my situation, but I'm doing okay now, and I want the business up and running again by summer. It's not going to be easy, as I've lots of clients due to this, but I hope I can come back from it and keep pushing forward. At the moment, I can only mow lawns on Wednesdays and Thursdays till further notice. I appreciate everyone who still continues to support me and my services. My dad's going to be jumping on board with me and helping
out.
That is really hard too, because it is, we've had a little bit of rain, so suddenly the lawns are popping back up, as we learnt the other day.
I've had to mow my lawn maybe twice, three times since we moved in last year.
And they've all been recent.
And honestly, two of those have been in the past couple of weeks, and I've got to mow it again.
Yeah, this is insane.
It sits there dormant for a while, and then it just grows out of nowhere.
Anyway, he basically has just said, I really appreciate if you guys can give me another chance, otherwise I will have to close my business for good.
No,
we don't want this on the coast. We don't want small businesses having to shut down because they hit hard times. So if you've got any way that you can support Cody or Sea Roses Lawn Care and Landscaping is the business. Otherwise, give us a call, 13 12 16. We'll try and tee something up for him.
I think hopefully his customers can just show a bit of patience. And either, you know, they if they have work that they need to be done, you know, short term, they can go to somebody else. But then I guess return to be his customer when he's sort of back on his feet properly and up to
speed. Agreed. Yeah, maybe some other landscapers could chip in, take a one-off job.
Yeah.
And then let Cody get his regulars back after that.
We worked at Mowers and More the other day. We're good to go.
Oh, yeah.
I know what a zero-turn mower does.
I can definitely sell you some blades.
Dime. Yeah. Baby in bed.
Hit Breakfast with AB and Ben.
Ben, Coffs Harbour was named in a pretty exclusive list yesterday. Big Seven tour company They listed 25 of the friendliest and unfriendliest towns in Australia. Mm. We made it to number 2 in the friendliest.
Yahoo!
Right after Perth.
We've done well.
Unfriendliest, Melton in Victoria, Warrnambool, Newcastle, Alice Springs and Bundaberg. We've had a lot of angry messages from people from Warrnambool. We didn't make this list, people. Sorry. I just want to preface that.
Warrnambool, as some people in the comment section like to spell it. And honestly, it was a team effort. I think we all did quite well, except for that one guy who stuck his finger up at me in traffic. You are out of the group.
He has a different idea of what is friendly.
We won despite you. But it's... it is a great feeling knowing that you're in
a friendly
city.
And we are number 2, but we're very gracious as number 2 because we're friendly people.
Yeah, we thought, what better way to honour the friendliest city in the world? And that is to call them, ignoring, parts of this show that we would normally stick to, ignoring things like time zones. Though I think friendship crosses.
Yeah, I think it is quite early there at the moment.
Friendship crosses those boundaries, though, AB. So let's give some people a call in Perth. We've got a Perth phone book. I don't know why we found one of these in the basement here.
Yeah, I don't really get what this area code is, but we'll give it a red hot go and see what happens.
There's one less digit on Perth numbers. I'm not sure if anyone's aware.
We could come out with some more friends.
But we're going to just give some Perth people a call and we're going to congratulate them. Let's see how we go.
Australia! After Big 7 Travel conducted a poll over 1.5 million people, Perth placed numero uno. Well done, sir. How do you feel after such a special achievement?
No, this is ridiculous.
Hello?
Oh, he's gone! Oh. We tried.
We did. We had a crack and did not...
I don't really blame him.
All right, let's... I don't know, maybe that's just...
We've got heaps of... Just put another one in.
Maybe that's just a one-off. Put another one in. We'll get another number.
Okay.
We'll give him a call. All right. It's bloody ringing a lot.
Yeah, they might not wake up.
Well, we've got some very important news to tell them.
Hello.
The Oxford Dictionary denotes friendly as something that is adapted for or is not harmful to a specified thing, otherwise known as somebody from Perth.
And the definition of Perth is kind and pleasant.
Well done. How do you feel?
What? Who is this? What?
How do you feel? You're the friendliest city in the world.
Congrats!
Are you f***ing kidding me? Who is it? It's like the middle of the night.
She was more chatty.
Well, yeah.
It's on brand for friendly.
I mean, is this what Perth people refer to as friendly? What's going on?
It's different over there.
Okay, let's just try one more. We'll try one more.
It's the Wild West.
All right. Fingers crossed.
Hello.
You've got a friend in me, Perth resident. Friends are never apart, maybe in distance, but never in heart.
Big 7 Travel conducted a poll of its 1.5 million members, and here's what some of them had to say. Perth is a wonderfully vibrant and social place to be. Expect to make new friends in every bar you go to, said another resident. How does it feel to be a part of the world's most friendly city?
Yeah.
What? This is ridiculous.
All right.
Wow. That's, okay.
Lift your game, Perth. Come on.
Maybe they have a different definition for friendly in the West.
But you guys don't sound friendly at all. Honestly,
I hope they're nicer to Ben Cousins.
Very disappointed.
Kid Breakfast with AB and Ben. Hit 105.5 Sports with AB and Ben.
Some good news for New South Welshians.
I don't know about that. I don't think every New South Wales person would be happy about this news.
Most of them, I think geographically. Maybe Coffs people would be a bit... I think we're okay either way, but...
Because we're so close to Queensland here anyway. In terms of location, look, the NRL Grand Final has been officially confirmed to stay in Sydney till around 2046.
That sounds... That sounds like it's way too long to be an actual commitment.
I just think, like, obviously they've got this bit of a rebuild of ANZ Stadium happening, which is great because it's probably the worst stadium ever to attend.
Yeah.
God forbid you need to go to the toilet at any point while you're at ANZ.
Well, that's just stadium life, isn't it?
SCG is a bit better. But basically, 20 and 20, 21 season deciders will be played at the SCG still, and the 2022 grand final is scheduled for the revamped Allianz Stadium. And from 2023, it will return to ANZ Stadium until at least 2046.
Well, I mean, the AFL
just letting
grand
you all
final.
Know, if you love the Farmers, the New South Wales state government paid $2 billion for this upgrade, and they also had to bid for the grand final. So there's a lot of money paid for it to stay in Sydney.
Yeah, but that kind of stuff, like they've done studies, that kind of money that's spent does actually attract more money from overseas.
It does. It absolutely does. And it attracts a lot of tourism to Sydney for the grand final.
100%.
But how can you really say in 2046 that Coffs Harbour Stadium isn't going to be up to scratch for a pretty big event like that?
That's a big call.
25 years away.
That is a big call. Oh my God, somebody order me some extra credit.
And as a Queenslander, in 2015, when the Cowboys were up against the Broncos in the final, it was really, really shady.
We've got one game.
Really shady that we had to go to Sydney for it.
We get one game of Big Bash League, and this is how you run with it. You're just like, all right, NRL Grand Finals next, surely.
I just think they could mix it up. Like, what if Victoria really takes off in the next 20 years as an NRL capital, and they could play again?
All right,
there?
Okay.
Now
you're just getting crazy.
I think a Brisbane person here, they take the Origin games away from Brisbane and Sydney and put them in bloody WA and South Australia. And then they're like, oh, but also, Queensland, you never get any grand finals. We're making our own comp. I'm off ya!
I'm going to grab that little soundbite of you claiming NRL will take off in Victoria, and I'm going to lock it away in a time capsule. I'm going to lock it away in a time capsule. And then in 100 years, when we're all dead and gone, people will unearth
laugh at it, and it'll be a funny meme.
It'll be like when people imagine what it would be like in like the year 2000 from like 1981.
Could they rap remix into a song?
NRL being popular in Victoria.
Their team's like number one all the time.
You make me
laugh. It's not wild.
You make me laugh, Annabelle. You really
do. I hate
do.
You, Gladys Berejiklian.
Adorable.
Hit breakfast with AB and Ben.
There is a brilliant new thing from the Catholic Church.
Mm.
It is not complying with law enforcement. No, not quite. We'll get there. Baby steps one
do
day.
Do they ever have to, though? Is it tax legal?
Something that the Vatican has announced, all right? They've got an app. They don't just have an
you,
app.
Vatican.
They don't just have an app. They now have wearables, okay? Well, it's all about wearable technology. You know, we've all got AirPods. We've all got smartwatches. All right, and the Vatican is no different. They're keeping up with the times. Introducing the new Click to Pray e-Rosary. How great is this?
Because sitting here and just praying is really hard. I don't have time for it.
What is the point in praying unless you've got something to post to social media about it? It's like going for a run. It's like going to the gym. It doesn't count unless you check in.
So you're saying when I do a status that says feeling blessed, it's because I'll actually be blessed because I prayed.
Yeah, hashtag blessed.
Game changer.
What it does, the e-rosary, it's a sort of a bracelet sort of type rosary thing, got the rosary beads, but it's got motion sensors in it. So it can track, you know, when you do like the prayer, you know, the spectacles, testicles,
wallet and watch, yeah.
When you do one of those, it notices the movement and it counts it towards, I don't know.
Yeah, but you could just be doing the get up, similar.
Oh, yeah. I mean, who knows? I think the Vatican Church is
they'll do a new rollout that's like, we need to fix some bug technology that confuses the get up with the...
I think the Vatican's actually counting those, though. One get up is worth 0.2 rosaries.
Yeah, fair.
But it's a great little
the
addition.
Lord really wants country music to come back.
Somebody has to. I don't know how it's sticking around.
Hit breakfast with AB and Ben.
Alpha Bucks. Alpha
Bucks. For the Plantation Hotel, your night just got a whole lot better.
5:40, that is what we are playing for this morning. It keeps going up. Nobody's quite won Alpha Bucks just yet. Maybe Rochelle.
It's going to change today.
From Mooney can change that. Did you guys get hit with the storm last night?
Yeah, we did. It was crazy.
Do you have any pets, Rochelle?
No.
Okay. All right. Yeah, my dog was going nuts.
They do go nuts. Not a fan of storms.
Normal.
Not a fan of storms. But everything's A-OK? Nothing? Roof didn't cave in or anything?
No, we're all good.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
I don't know how far this money will go if you did have a roof cave in, but
a couple of new tiles,
hopefully it
maybe
can help you a little bit.
So we're going to put 30 seconds on the clock for Alpha Bucks, Rochelle. Your letter is T. So you got to name everything starting with the letter T. You can say pass if you can't think of anything. We'll come back to it this time, but you can't use the same answer for more than one of the questions. Does that sound good?
Okay.
Yep.
Your time will start after AB has asked the first question. You ready to go?
I am.
All right, Rochelle. Name an AFL player.
Pass.
Instrument.
Tambourine.
What's in a salad?
Tomato.
Social media site.
Pass.
It's a Taylor Swift song.
Pass.
Something you can cook.
Tagliatelle.
Occupation.
Tree doctor.
Body part.
Toe.
Herb.
Time.
Dessert.
Tiramisu.
Well done. You know your desserts, Rochelle. My kind of people.
Seven. You got seven, Rochelle.
That was incredible pace.
I think that might be tied for best of all time.
So I've actually tried something different today. I'm not doing Neymar in every single one.
Yeah,
so that it gets through quicker.
I did
so
that
people
yesterday
can answer it quicker.
And it just gives them a bit more.
Makes
more
a
seconds.
Difference.
It does add up.
Nice job.
Yeah. Rochelle, thank God that you've still got a roof because you don't have $540 to repair anything today, unfortunately.
No roof repairs.
I'll take 70. That's good.
Yeah. 7 out of 10 is great.
Yeah, great stuff. We are going to have another crack at Alpha Bucks at 8 o'clock. It is all thanks to the Plano. Have your $9 cocktails, $6 craft beers every Friday night. Next, have you got a sus neighbour? Is it AB?
Kid breakfast with AB and Ben.
Got to chat about sus neighbours.
Yes, I have a very, very weird situation, and I'd love to put this out to the Coffs Coast. Maybe someone thinks that this behaviour is actually normal. Maybe there's some reason as to why my neighbour does this that is unbeknownst to me. But I don't think so.
Okay.
I have a neighbour in our building.
Sure.
And I've come across them a couple of times. They park their car in the upstairs car park, so I don't see it that often. But every
upstairs
time,
car park?
Every time I go to, like, my cage that has golf clubs and stuff in it, I see this car.
It's the mezzanine car park,
for
actually.
For some reason, this car has all of its windows covered in newspaper internally. So they've, like, tucked newspaper inside.
Yeah, right. Okay. Do they live in the car?
I don't know. But, and I thought
is
maybe there's some
is
reason.
Is it a backpacker vibe?
No. Okay. They're older people. Maybe there's some reason as to why they have this. It's like an old BMW. Maybe there's some reason as to why they have this when it's parked. But then one time I was walking out towards the garbage bin and this car drove past with all of the newspaper in the windows. Firstly, I feel like it would be illegal.
I'm trying to imagine this. So is the windscreen...
Are they allergic to the sun?
Is the windscreen covered in...
Slightly, yes. Obviously, they've got a bit where they can see out. Then yesterday, I saw the car parked on the side of the road again with bits of newspaper, not as much, but still some newspaper.
You can't just see out of a little bit of the windscreen.
I know.
That's not how windscreens work.
This is 100% like the whole hazardous issue. But can someone please confirm, is this a thing? Like, is there some reason as to why people do it?
Yeah, 13, 12, 16, definitely chime in. We need an expert on this. I only have one theory. They're a vampire.
It's very possible.
They're a vampire.
Is this a thing, if anyone lives in Equinox as well in Park Beach, please confirm that this person is not crazy.
Just giving away your address.
13, 12, 16, newspapers covering the windows of a car.
Oh,
is this
God.
A thing? Or maybe do you have a neighbour that does something real weird too?
Should I ring the police? That's what it is. It's not even like, because I'm generally of the opinion of like live and let live. I keep my head down and I go about my business as much as possible, stay out of people's way. And I won't really bother with my neighbours too much, but you'd just be walking around going, what am I sitting on? Am I going to be interviewed by a news reporter and I'm going to have to say, they were just quiet, they kept to themselves, they were just a bit of a lone
wolf.
They
used to line their windows with newspaper in their car and drive that way.
And then they snapped.
Give us a call, 13 12 16.
Kid breakfast with AB and Ben.
I have a bit of a weird situation, guys, at the moment with some neighbours in my building.
Yeah,
they do
ass.
This strange thing, and a lot of people in the building have commented on it, and I thought maybe we'll put it out to the Coffs Coast. Perhaps there's some reason as to why my elderly neighbours have lined all of the windows of their car with newspaper, even when they drive it.
Old people have some of the strangest things that they do out of, like, I guess, tradition, or it's what they learnt back in 1902.
Maybe we're missing out. Maybe you and I are, like, getting some kind of weird carcinogenic stuff coming through windows because we don't line our newspapers with windows. Yeah. I feel like the police are going to call us and go, stop trying to encourage people to line your new windows with newspaper. It's the wrong thing to
13, 12, 16, though. We want to get some theories on this. Aidan, what do you think about the newspaper on the car windows, mate?
I love that story. I was laughing the whole way.
This is like, they're criminals, aren't they? I'm not nuts.
It's bizarre. It's bizarre. But you know what? My theory is Bird Box Challenge.
Okay. Yeah. Fair.
Bird Box Challenge.
They're really big fans of Sandra Bullock.
They finally caught on.
And they're method acting.
10 months later, they're getting on this.
That's all I could think of. It's going to be a Bird Box Challenge.
Mate, I am so scared. I thought I was going to get hit by them because how can they see? Or they're just trying to heighten their senses.
That's madness.
Heightening their senses by eliminating
water. We'll know if it's...
I just think it's gold, but, you know, I remember my father when I was younger, he used to use newspaper for everything.
Yeah.
Washing the windows, you know, and they just use newspaper, but when you said they're older people...
Wrapping up in meat,
But it's not like they're filling the window. Like, they're not wiping the windows. They're covering the windows as if there's curtains in their car window.
There's something growing in there.
I think the Bird Box Challenge.
Well, you know what? We'll know if it's the Bird Box Challenge in 2 months. Keep an eye on them, because if they start doing the Drake In My Feelings Challenge and they're finally caught up with that, we'll know.
They're a little bit behind the times. Yeah. Thanks for the call, Aidan.
Love the theory, mate.
Kid Breakfast with AB and Ben.
And now, speaking of shameless plugs, Jennifer Aniston obviously has been in the news the last 2 days. They had the Friends reunion. She's on Instagram.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah, apparently Instagram broke when she joined it.
Oh, pretty much. Overnight, she's amassed 9.6 million followers.
What?
She has one photo.
Yeah.
One photo. And I knew, because you are the opposite of an Instagram influencer, Ben. You don't care. You don't do any tags.
I just don't.
It is the opposite of what you care about.
It is just, if Instagram were a room, it would just be everybody going, look at me! Look at me! Look at what I'm doing! I'm doing stuff! And it's just,
Ben's Instagram is fairly wholesome. A lot of dog pics mostly, no tags, no stories ever.
Burgers I've eaten. I keep it simple to the point.
Yeah, yeah. And like on Husey and Ed last night, they basically were trying to get Husey's following up as well, because they thought if Jennifer Aniston can do it, so can we.
Sure.
I thought we could do the opposite, because you don't really care about Instagram at all. So if you are on your phone... People listening.
Wait, we're going to see how many people can unfollow me? Or?
Ben is currently on 832 followers, guys. Can we get it to 800 or zero? His username is Benny Ben B. We'll put it up online. I want to see the power of radio.
Yeah.
If we can Jennifer Aniston in reverse Ben and get his following from 832 to nothing.
Yeah, sure.
I'm going to go ahead and unfollow you right now. On behalf of our page.
It's going to be awkward when you hit unfollow and it doesn't come up
with the follow back.
I beat you to the punch on that one.
Kid Breakfast with AB and Ben. Let's go! Trending now.
Hits.com.au.
AB, I know you're not a fan of Marvel. You're not a fan of all those Marvel movies, but are you a fan of them?
I just like hating things that you love.
Oh. Wow.
It's a good time.
I love you. Yeah, what are you going to do now?
Really uncomfortable.
What are you going to do now?
Run away?
Oh.
Okay.
Just like the rest of them.
That's so sad.
Are you a fan of Deadpool at all?
Yeah, I do like it because Ryan Reynolds is a babe.
He's not in Deadpool. I mean, I can't even say what there's a perfect description of him.
Ryan, not Reynolds.
He looks like he's had a lot of things go wrong with his face in Deadpool, hence the mask. But there is going to be a Deadpool 3, and the good news is it's going to be R-rated.
Oh, wow. Naughty sexy scenes or violent scenes?
All. Naughty, violent, sexy. I feel like.
Sexy violence.
That's ultimate Deadpool.
The best kind.
His shtick has always been very out there, very R-rated in the comics, very, very gruesome. And he does a lot of, like, fourth wall breaking, so he'll talk to the audience.
Yeah, I like that about it.
In the comic book, he was aware that he was a comic book character. There was a real fun set aside to it. And he is going to be introduced to the MCU, it looks like. But he will still be kept at a distance, obviously, because he's an R-rated character. And all the other ones are quite family-friendly at the end of the day. And there was a lot of worry.
You don't have to convince me, man. I'm going to go see it.
There's a lot of...
He's hot. And yeah. It's funny. It's actually a funny one.
Yeah, there's a lot of worry that because Disney bought Fox Studios, which owned the rights to Deadpool, that they were going to make PG sure it was family-friendly, which is not a good look. But, Deadpool 3 is happening once the writers and all the producers and everybody get done with Zombieland Double Tap.
So. Zombieland Double... That is... epitomised why Marvel sucks to me. There's more than one Zombie Land movie.
That's not a Marvel movie.
Okay, well, that didn't need to exist.
That's a zombie movie. No, it's a great movie.
Double Tap?
I don't know about the second one.
It's like the Instagram bloody version of it.
No, it's a joke to... There's a reference. You don't... I'll get you up to speed when we're off air.
I don't care. Let me watch 17 seasons of The Kardashians and judge you from over here.
God. Speaking of running away. It's AB and Bear, nothing else trending. You can find it at hit.com.au.
Kid Breakfast with AB and Ben.
Right now, joining us in the studio, Kate from the RSPCA. Good morning.
Good morning.
I had some feedback the other day, by the way, when I was at the shops.
Oh, did
they
you?
Said that it's been very helpful hearing your tips.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes. Yeah.
That is good.
She's like, I'm missing out for
happier.
It.
That's cool.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, you're on your way into town today. Did you see much debris? From the storms,
not too bad, but okay. It's looking all fresh and washed. It's very windy down here. Not at my place, but yeah, I was surprised.
Yeah, that tree outside is
it's billowing around.
It is. Yes. It's giving it a hard time.
It might fall on your brand new car, AB. What day are we up
today.
To in the dent challenge?
No, don't say those things and jinx it
but
for me.
We did have a very big storm last night. Yes. Certainly got the coastal areas. My house was lit up quite a bit at night.
Yeah, lots
and your
of
boys are good with storms because they came from Darwin where it stormed a lot.
My boys, they're territory dogs and they were 10 weeks old when I got them, and I got them during wet season, which is it's
perfect.
A storm every afternoon.
Fantastic.
So they just bark back at them.
During storms, they could not care less. They sleep right through them. They like fireworks as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Whereas it's all part of the same.
It is.
Yeah,
it's
sound.
Scope. Whereas for my dog, he's only nearly two. And because we've been living in the coast where we've been in a drought for a long time, I reckon this is the second storm he's ever witnessed, and it was a pretty big one. So he was freaking out.
Yeah, it is. It's really hard. And dogs that are really sensitive to storms will even sense barometric pressure movement as
Actually,
well.
Actually, yeah, he was
so
freaking out
So they can
out
often
prior.
Tell it's coming well before we are tuned into that factor.
Just yes.
Write this idea down, AB, for later. Doggy weatherman.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I'm visualising him in a bow tie now.
We'll flesh it out later, but just make a mark.
Yes, trademarked.
So there are, lots of indicators for poor dogs and some cats as well really get very scared of storms.
You see the surveillance footage of before an earthquake hits, and the dogs and the cats, they freak out.
They bolt.
A minute before anybody else, because I guess they're tuned to it or they notice it a bit more.
Yeah, the air pressure changes and they're just aware.
How do you get a dog to get used to it? Because I feel like it's one of those things you've got to get early.
You kind of do, and you're right. You're very lucky that your dogs grew up where they grew up and that you did the right thing at the right time.
I did something right with them.
It feels awesome.
It feels like hugging them is the right thing, but I don't think it helps him.
So the
I do
latest
that anyway.
Theory on learning is that dogs don't learn when they're in a heightened state of fear.
True.
So you can't teach them bad responses by giving them comfort. Comfort is good. Think of it like a small child. You would comfort them if they were scared, but you have to think about the way that you comfort. So if your comfort exacerbates the problem, so if you're going, oh, my God, you're okay, you'll be fine, it's all right, we're all fine.
It's not the end of the world.
Yeah. That's probably not going to help.
I did hear a theory, and this is one of those, like, you hear it while you're sitting around at a table with mates and you don't know how to back it up, but apparently if you console them while they're scared, it almost... teaches them that there's something to be scared of.
Yeah, so that's an
True.
Old theory.
Is that an old one? Okay.
That's an old theory that's been debunked. Chuck it in the bin. There's lots of those in behaviour because our knowledge changes all the time.
Yep.
The more research is done. But because you can't actually retain information when you're in a heightened state of fear because you're running on adrenaline and cortisol, you can't learn that there's something to be afraid of. Right. You're already afraid anyway, so it's not going to change the scenario.
What about distracting him, like, you know, trying to play a ball game or something so that he doesn't pay attention to it?
And for some, and I do say for people who have new puppies, so often you get people who have puppies and they're in a drought time, and so their dog may not see their first storm until they're 6, 7 months, 8 months. When it's safe to do so, then playing ball or just hanging out or going for a walk in the rain, if it's okay, is not a bad plan.
Interesting.
Provided everyone's happy to do that and having a good time.
I've got a friend who got two German Shepherds from a breeder, and they're really lovely dogs. They've obviously sort of had a very good upbringing, but apparently part of their upbringing from the breeder was they were put in a room with, like, they called it a soundscape. So they played them sound
CDs?
Effects of storms and things like that. Is that
what?
Is that old?
Yeah,
is
so
that,
you can get
is that a form of torture, I believe? I think we do that to people like one time a day. I'm not sure.
No, they're called sound. There's lots of them out there. There's Sound Scary and quite a few others. And what they do is it's a CD of scary sounds. So it can be traffic, it can be, you know, firework kind of sounds, storm sounds. And you play them. And the idea is you play it at a low volume to begin with, and you slowly increase the volume and you reward your dog at the same time. So the association made with the sound is a positive one.
Yeah.
It
so
does
it
work
scare
for
them.
Some.
Yep.
It doesn't work for everyone.
Yep.
Because it doesn't carry the same environmental changes that an
true,
actual
like the air
storm
isn't
does.
Changing.
But maybe Abby,
it,
you
it
can do
help.
That. You can do that with your dog. Just play a sound of you screaming and swearing when the Broncos lose, so that Teddy doesn't.
See, that is something he is frequently used to. Unlike
See,
storms,
he's used to that. There's small things you can do to help prepare, and certainly help to modify. There's also medication. So if your dog is really, really scared, if they're at risk of harm. Harming themselves or harming someone else or trying to escape or doing those sorts of things, you should definitely speak to your vet.
And the thunder jackets, there's the thunder shirt.
Yes, so there's lots of mixed feelings about thunder shirts. Not quite sure sometimes if they assist the dog in feeling safe or shutting the dog down, which is not necessarily a positive thing. But you probably need to examine that on a case-by-case basis. And
exceptional.
If you know your dog.
I'm not going to put a Maroons jersey on him anymore, though, because he does associate that with pain.
That's PTSD coming back. Kate, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for your help there.
No problem. Oh, and one more thing, though.
You guys
if your dog is scared,
one
of the best things you can do is provide a safe space. So often they will go to hide somewhere.
Like
I've had people tell me that they find a shower or a bathtub even, or under a coffee table. You could just lay a blanket over those things, let them hide, keep your routine the same.
Make a cubby. Lock it in.
Yeah, big cubby.
That's
build a fort with your dog. Good
times. Yeah, nice.
thanks for coming in.
Always a pleasure.
Hit breakfast with AB and Ben.
Alpha Bucks. Alpha
Bucks. For the Plantation Hotel, your night just got a whole lot better.
$540. Yes, that is a big chunk of change. And Steve from Glen Rae might just be taking it out today. You feeling lucky?
Oh, yeah, I'm pumped.
Yeah, cool. Steve, yes.
Yeah, cool. Hey, what was the storm last night like in Glen Rae?
Yeah, it was pretty out there. Got a bit of hail and, big high winds.
You guys needed that water out there. It's pretty dry at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, it's starting to look a bit greener.
Yay!
That's some good news.
Bring it on, more of it. We'll do our rain dance for you, Steve.
So, $540, Steve.
That'll get you a few bottles of Mount Franklin. Just start watering your lawns.
Yeah, it'll be great. It'll be
filled. Yeah, get them the San Pellegrino.
Hey, we're going to put 30 seconds on the clock. We've got 10 things that you need to name. They all have to start with the letter V. You can say pass if you can't think of one. We'll come back at this time. You can't use the same answer for more than one of the questions, though.
Yep, that's fine.
All right, mate.
Your time will start after AB has asked the first question. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, Steve. Name a household cleaning equipment.
Vacuum.
Name a boy's name.
Ventry.
Fabric.
Velvet.
Beer brand.
Beer brand. Pass.
Colour.
Violet.
Musical instrument.
Violin.
Designer.
Versace.
Type of alcohol.
Vodka.
Car brand.
Volvo.
Three-letter word.
Boss.
Oh, my God! Stop!
What was the last one? What was last?
I don't even know, but I'll allow it because he is a machine. I can't believe you didn't get VB for the beer, mate. That feels like it's your specialty.
Oh, I just ran right over the top of the head.
That was like 9 out of 10. Can you call tomorrow?
Oh, my God, mate. That was
I'm ready for you to win this.
Steve, that was fantastic. I have goosebumps.
I am shaking.
I have goosebumps.
I thought I was like, Ben, get the winning music.
Yeah, in touch on that one.
All good, mate. It happens to the best of us, those things. It's that timer that just...
That,
just
but the timer doesn't bother him. Because he nearly got it anyway.
I thought I went all right this morning.
You did fantastic.
That was cracking.
That, Steve.
That's the best effort yet.
You didn't get the money, but I want you to walk away with your head held high because that was the best anyone has ever done at Alpha Bucks on this show.
I reckon Steve is going to actually win Alpha Bucks next time too. Yeah.
You remember the name, Steve from Glenray.
Yeah. I'll give it a crack tomorrow, guys.
Yes!
Great. He's
that
gonna make
hyped
a
me up
return.
For the whole day, Steve.
We are now going to be back again tomorrow. It is going to be worth... 560. Yeah, it is all thanks
more
to the
money.
Planet. Homie and $9 cocktail, $6 craft beers every Friday next, chatting high school reunions.
Kid Breakfast with AB and Ben.
AB, a mutual friend of ours recently had a pretty nasty experience when it came to his high school reunion.
Oh, no.
And not even like nasty, more just like, ugh, what a waste of time it turned out to be.
I went to my 10-year and I had a really great time.
Yeah.
I absolutely loved every minute of it because... I got along with everyone at school really well, and so it was really nice to catch up with the ones that you weren't still friends with and reignite those friendships.
I think I had such a horrible time at high school that when the reunion came around, I just went, I don't
want to see any of them.
I'm moving on, you know?
It was actually sad. My friend, she had quit her job and was like rediscovering what she was going to do for her career. And because I went to a girls' school and everyone was very successful, she didn't want to go to our reunion because she thought that she'd look left out compared to... Like, we literally have a girl from my school who was the first female Qantas pilot to fly a certain number of Ks.
Yeah, but...
There's doctors, architects. She felt intimidated.
She could have just claimed to have invented Post-its.
I was like, just pretend... Yeah. I was like, just own the unemployment thing. Be like, yeah, whatevs.
Yeah.
No, see you at the 20-year.
It is a tricky thing, but our mate, I was chatting to him and he said he flew because he's currently working overseas now. He's doing quite well in life. He's been very successful, but he flew back for the weekend and he was really excited. He's like, yeah, you know, I get to obviously, you know, things weren't always great for me in high school. I get to chat about it. And was just, you know, not much. What are you up to? Oh, yeah, you know. Oh, you know.
It's either a gloat fest or a nothing fest.
And it's just, you go, you people haven't changed, you know? It's the same. They get up, they go to work, they come home.
Well, all the mean people from my school didn't go.
Yeah.
It was cool. It was like all the nerds that smashed it and were treated badly at school could be like, yeah, look at me.
And it's...
I loved it.
You know, either people are just whinging about their divorce or their three kids or their whatever, and you just think... What's the point of this?
Yeah.
This isn't a good time.
That's true. They had the Friends reunion yesterday as well.
Yeah.
They all caught up. I'm sure there was a bit of tension there, but seemed to be happy in the photo.
I reckon they would have left on good terms with all that. They would have been, they did seem that like.
Hopefully. They were demanding a lot of money at the end, so it can get tense. 13, 12, 16. Did you go to a school reunion recently or did you skip it?
Yeah. How did it turn out?
How was it?
Were you surprised? Just share your thoughts with us.
Yeah, 13,
12,
know.
16. How did the high school reunion go?
Kid Breakfast with AB and Ben.
Now, Jennifer Aniston posted a photo to a new Instagram the other day, Ben. She was attending a reunion with the Friends cast, which is so lovely.
Broke Instagram. Corset rumours flying that there was going to be a reunion. They've since said that that's not happening.
They just wanted to catch up. And I had my 10-year reunion a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Had a great time. I love high school reunions. My mum hosted her 40th the other day too.
I wonder if you could gate crash a high school reunion. Just go to somebody else. Oh my God, I know exactly what I'm doing now. I'm gate crashing a high school reunion.
So many people at my school that I could have done that and I wouldn't have recognized
you. And you just, you're like, what do you mean you don't remember me? I got my hair. I lost a bit of weight. Oh God.
If you have a reunion coming up, please give us a call. 13, 12, 16. We want to crash it.
Put that on the ideas board. We are talking though, did you attend yours on 13, 12, 16? Cam, you called from the city, mate. Did you go to yours?
No, I skipped it.
Yeah.
It was on Saturday. It was my 20-year school reunion, and I skipped it to get married to the most beautiful girl in the world.
Look, that sounds like a pretty legit reason to miss it, Cam.
You don't regret it now.
You could have gone and been like, hey, guys, look at my hot wife. Killing it.
Nah, hell no, I don't regret one bit.
Yeah, great. So did you see, was there a Facebook event invite or?
We had a Facebook invite and they've chucked up all the photos anyway, so exactly. I didn't really miss out on anything.
That's mate, just thing. Go to the 40-year or 50-year or whatever.
Honestly, Cam, you go. Well, here's the trick that I use when my 10-year one came around. You go to the guest list and you just Facebook stalk them. And you just go,
pretty much.
You got fat, you got skinny, you got bald, you got pregnant a bunch. Boom. Saved yourself an entire night.
I like it, but I understand Cam's reason for missing it. That's a good one.
Yeah.
And now it'll always be your wedding reunion too, so you can be like, sorry, I got plans.
Anyway, congrats. It's very lovely to see you found the love of your life as well.
Kid Breakfast with AB and Ben. Trending now
at hits.com.au.
Entertainment reporter Justin Hill. It's very hard to keep up with Miley Cyrus these days.
It certainly is, and I tell you what, the couples that get tattooed together generally stay together.
God, you'd hope so.
I hope so. Anyway, Miley Cyrus and her new boyfriend, Cody Simpson, they did go and get some tattoos together. They've posted them on social media. You can all breathe a sigh of relief, though, because it's not each other's name, thank goodness, and they're not matching. Cody got like a little skull and Miley got a heart with a dagger through it. But I tell you what, those tattoos are there forever now.
Good work. We've seen what happens when famous couples that have been together for about 3 months commit really hardcore, like bloody Ariana Grande.
I know.
At least it isn't a name. It's just, I think they just got tattoos at the same time. So yeah, they've got, I guess they've got that bond, but they don't actually have to explain to a new partner.
And then she can write about it in a song. Yeah. I'm into the emotional.
I know, and it will always be there. She can make some money out of it with a song, exactly. But the only thing is, I mean, given her track record lately, how long before she's going to be going and getting tattoo removal?
That's a good point. Speaking of which, I've actually had relationships that have lasted less amount of time than Felicity Huffman plans to spend in jail.
Yes, oh my goodness. She has started her jail sentence. You know, that big drama that we were talking about for ages about her paying someone to get her daughter into a college. You know, obviously they were sprung with this big sting with the FBI. And now Felicity has started her jail sentence and she actually got 14 whole days in jail.
Oh, my God. She's not even going to be at a real jail. She'll be at one of those Martha Stewart jails where
you know what they call it? Herbs. You know what they call the jail that she's going to?
Does it have Meadows in the title?
Yeah, no. They call it, the nickname of it is Club Fed.
It sounds like a vacation.
Instead of Club Bed, it's Club Fed.
The thing that's going to piss me off so much about this is that in 3 weeks' time, this woman is going to be on all of the talk shows talking about
writing a book and all of that, of course.
She faced adversity
and
came back.
Her and the other white-collar criminals will gang together and make a victim support group.
She's going to sell her story to NBC for, more money than she actually got fined. It's going to be
blag.
Make it criminal, but make it fashion.
But you know what the biggest crime is? Her daughter now can't go to an Ivy League school. So.
Oh, no. I'm so upset about that.
Thanks, Justin.
We're mean today, aren't we?
Nah, they deserve it. They deserve it. Oh. In the guillotines.
Agnes really shutting through a lot.
No, you're right. We'll rein it back. Tighten right. Enjoy your day, Justin.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, sunshine.
Kid Breakfast with AB and Ben.
Cut.
Hits, this or that. Road trip to This That Newcastle, November 9th. Final tickets at thisthat.com.au.
Massive lineup. If you haven't checked it out, just do a quick little Google of This That Festival. It is in Newcastle, so a road trip was required, but you get to see some of the coast. It's south as well.
It's not far. There's a few nice stops on the way. It's a good bit of the highway. It's not north.
Yeah, exactly. It's cruisy. You don't have to go 80Ks and then 40Ks and then 60Ks and then 40Ks and then 80Ks.
Cruise control your way down to see Meg Mac, Peking Duck,
Hermitude, LDRU, Alibaba, so many more. It is really good. You don't really need to know anything. You just have to give us your opinion. We've been doing, this or that, deciding between two things.
Yeah, easy.
I've got one. I'm running an idea by UAB, in fact, and we want your thoughts as well on 13, 12, 16. So here's the this or that. Somebody turns up at your house and they say, I will give you $1 million. You don't have to pay tax on it. You don't have to. There's no issues. There's no loopholes. You just get $1 million. But your entire search history, everything you've ever searched for in Google,
it has to be exposed.
Is published. And yeah. Anybody can find it at a moment's notice.
I don't have anything weird.
Who are you?
I don't have anything weird. The other day I searched how to open the top of a soda stream. So it's boring stuff.
You psychopath.
I know.
What is wrong with you?
Therefore, I would publish it in an instant.
No, you can't just answer it that quickly. You don't have any skeletons lurking in there?
No.
Nothing.
I use the internet for really boring stuff.
Well, I'm going to take it off you.
Mainly
you're
YouTube tutorials.
It, all right?
Yeah. All right. Call 13 12 16.
What do you reckon? $1 million for publishing your search history. That's the this. The that is just no money. And you keep your weird little
$1 million as if it wouldn't
yourself.
Even be worth it, even if you were weird.
13 12 16. Give us a call. Would you sell out your search history? Would you publish it for $1 million?
Hit breakfast. With AB and Ben.
Hits this or that. Road trip to This That Newcastle, November 9th. Final tickets at thisthat.com.au.
It's a great lineup. Check it out. Google This That and you'll see. Not to be messed with. We've got double passes all this week as well. They're worth about $160, but we're going to give them to you for free. All you need
get
to do...
Get grubby mitts on them, guys.
Help us out with some hypotheticals. We started off quite tame. Coke or Pepsi on Monday. Yesterday was cinema or movies at home. Today, $1 million in exchange for publishing your entire search history, everything you've ever Googled, AltaVista'd or Jeeves.
And you wouldn't do that?
For $1 million? No. $1 million doesn't get you much these days.
I would do it for $1 million. I don't have anything weird, like... I'm honestly trying to figure out... my most recent probably weird one was how do you get mold out of a wardrobe area?
That is dull. I fell
asleep. Natural ways.
I fell asleep for a second there just listening to you.
The photos are pretty gross.
We do want to know yours as well on 13, 12, 16. And in exchange for that, we'll give you some double passes to This, That. Kira, would you be willing to sell out your search history for $1 million?
Yeah, I'm actually a very boring person.
I'm telling
I've got
you,
nothing to hide
it's
on my history.
Women. Women are just like, cool. Okay. You can learn how to make a lasagna when you've got no bloody tomato paste or something.
What
exactly? Yes. Yeah.
In that case, you wouldn't mind telling us probably the worst thing you've had to Google.
Honestly, I have no idea.
There's got to be something.
Maybe. I'm the type. I use Dr. Google a lot, and I have self-diagnosed
weird funguses,
all sorts of crazy. Yep, absolutely.
Weird funguses, but that's not that bad. As if it's not worth $1 million, everyone would just have a little laugh.
It's not. I have nothing to hide.
Okay, well,
with you, Kara.
In that case, thank you for answering. We're going to give you a double pass to This That Festival, and best of luck with that rash. Hopefully, it clears up.
We don't have $1 million, Soz.
No, we don't. But you are headed to This That. It is in Newcastle. It is going to be a great time. Double pass is all yours.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Enjoy road trip to This That Festival, Newcastle, November 9th. Final tickets at thisthat.com.au.
Hit breakfast with AB and Ben.